Of course, it's Wednesday and time for another edition now of the Political Junkie.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
But I'm the decider.
Over the weekend, Barack Obama promised the gloves would come off against his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. Last night in Philly, they did. Most of the talk these days is about next year's election, but yes, there are some big contests happening this year, too, next Tuesday, in fact. We also have a new poll out this hour on the candidates, of course, but also on issues that voters say are most important to them. That's what we want to hear from you. Our own very unscientific poll. Tell us, what are the issues that would sway your vote in 2008? 800-989-8255. 800-989-8255. Also drop us an email, talk@npr.org, and you can send us your comments on our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. Ken Rudin is with us here in Studio 3A. He's NPR's political editor and our own political junkie every Wednesday afternoon. And Ken, I understand you have a trivia question for us.
I do. First of all, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I also noticed that Robert Goulet died.
Go ahead.
Bad joke. When was the last time a city won both the World Series and hosted a convention where the nominee was elected within a year of each other? What I mean by that is Boston hosted the World Series in 2004. They won the World Series in 2004. They also hosted the Democratic Convention in 2004, but John Kerry did not win.
Mm-hmm.
So when was the last time a city won the World Series and hosted a convention, Democratic or Republican, where the nominee was elected within a year of each other?
So it could have been you won the disputatively the World Series in 2004 and hosted the next August.
Right.
So less than a year away.
As long as it's within a year, right.
All right. Well, that's the trivia question. We'll see how fast people can Google that one. 800-989-8255 or email is a better way. talk@npr.org. But, Ken, why don't we start off talking about the debate in Philadelphia last night. A noticeable change in tone.
They promised fireworks, or at least Barack Obama promised fireworks, and fireworks did come. Hillary Clinton clearly on the, she's the nominal front runner, 65 days as of last night, 65 days to go before the Iowa caucuses. Democratic challengers know that if they were going to make some kind of a headway in this fight for the Democratic nomination, they have to go after her, and going after her is what they did.
And last night, Barack Obama criticized again her vote in 2002, which authorized military action in Iraq.
She voted for a war to authorize sending troops into Iraq, and then later said this was a war for diplomacy. That may be politically savvy, but I don't think that it offers the clear contrast that we need.
Barack Obama, and not just he, was after the putative front runner.
Oh, no, actually, as a matter of fact, I think even a more effective criticism of Hillary Clinton was, well, actually, two people. John Edwards, who was running third in many polls. Obviously, it's 1-2-3 in Iowa among the three of them. Also, Tim Russert, who was not on the stage as a candidate, but also was very tough on Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't so much about her vote on Iraq, but it was also a recent vote where she joined 75 other senators. To vote to label the Revolutionary Guard in Iran a terrorist organization. Whilst it got 76 votes in the Senate, all the Democratic senators who were running for president either opposed it or voted against it, saying that it could lead the Bush administration to use the same pretext to war as they allegedly did in 2002, 2003 in Iraq.
And as you've pointed out, Barack Obama was not there for the vote.
He was not there, but he still criticized Hillary for the vote.
And then last night, there was a question from the moderator, from Tim Russert, to Senator Clinton that actually tried to pin her down about what the governor of her state, New York, is doing on the question of people who are in the country without proper documentation, illegal aliens, a lot of people call them. He wants to issue them a form of driver's license. Senator Clinton was asked about it and came out not exactly right on the button with a yes or no answer. And this is how John Edwards took after her afterwards.
Unless I missed something, Senator Clinton said two different things in the course of about 2 minutes, just a few minutes ago. And I think this is a real issue for the country. I mean, America is looking for a president who will say the same thing, who will be consistent, who will be straight with them.
and that issue of trustability, that's something that John Edwards can work on.
Absolutely. And I think those are the two main criticisms of Hillary Clinton yesterday, both the trustability, the honesty, the candor. I mean, we've seen several debates where she, you know, she's very effective. She's complete command of the facts, but she doesn't always answer the question. That was true about Elliot Spitzer's, about the driver's license. It was true about Charlie Rangel's new tax plan. It was true about opening up the National Archives for any correspondence between herself and her husband when Bill Clinton was president. There's also the question of electability. Chris Dodd, the senator from Connecticut, raised that. He said, look, it's a fact of life. I'm not proud of this, but the fact is some polls show that 50% of folks will not vote for Hillary Clinton under any circumstances. And Democrats, it's not only the candidates who are on the stage. A lot of Democrats have told me over and over again that while they would love to vote for Hillary Clinton, the fact is they're nervous about whether she could sustain stand up to the attacks to come from the White House and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. The vast right-wing conspiracy.
That's right.
In the meantime, she got endorsement from the vast left-wing conspiracy. Asks me, the Public Service Union and a very large union endorsed her. This is going to be important, especially in Iowa.
It is, although we did see a lot of unions endorse Howard Dean in 2004. Including Ask Me, and that didn't do, just Ask Me, and it didn't do so well. But the point is, it was very interesting to get that kind of good news a day after a withering attack in Philadelphia.
That's the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. I had to memorize that one time. Let's get a caller on the line. This is Rob. Rob's with us from Detroit.
Yes.
Bob, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The answer is 84. Detroit won the World Series, and Ronald Reagan was nominated.
No, because Ronald Reagan was nominated in 1980 in Detroit. In 84, it wasn't in 84. 1980 is when Reagan was nominated. And, of course, the Tigers won in 84. So that's 4 years apart. So the answer is not Detroit.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Yep.
Joining us now is Andy Kohut. The Pew Research Center put out a new poll this afternoon with both the latest numbers on the candidates and also issues that voters say they care the most about. Andy Kohut, of course, is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press and joins us today from our bureau in New York. Andy, good to have you on the program again.
Hi, Neil.
And the front runners in this poll are still Clinton and Giuliani, Giuliani on the Republican side. But there's been a lot of fluidity on the Republican side as well. And Fred Thompson seems to be slipping.
Yeah, there's no clear second choice candidate. Giuliani's at 31. McCain's at 18. Thompson is at 17. Thompson has fallen from a few months ago. McCain has fallen over the longer term. And it's all still pretty loose. So the one thing that's news in this poll is that Huckabee has doubled his level of support. He's up to 8%. And he gets even more support among conservatives. And the real problem for McCain is he's not well regarded by many conservatives. And the race is, in fact, much closer among conservatives generally and almost dead even among white evangelical Protestants.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, of course, the results from last night remain to come in. But nevertheless, in this poll, obviously taken before that, she continues to widen her lead.
She has a 21-point lead over Barack Obama, 45 to 24. And that's a much broader lead than she had back in March when it was only 11 points. Obama has – the numbers have gone down and her numbers have gone up. And Edwards has stayed pretty flat on a national basis.
And I was interested in some of the issues that you were polling about and which ones are most important to most Americans and how that's changed over the past 4 years.
Well, in so many ways, this poll shows that the terrain and the trends are favorable to the Democrats. And you certainly see that in what are voter concerns. They're the issues that the Democrats poll better on. There's more confidence in the Democratic Party. The economy, health care, Iraq, education, a great increase in concern about energy. On the other hand, terrorism has fallen. It's still an important concern, but it's fallen from 77% 4 years ago to 69% now. And across the board, we see fewer people saying that the social issues are of concern. Abortion, 47% to 39% in the current poll. Gay marriage, 32% to 22%. So the issues that have animated the Republican Party and provided cohesiveness, Republicans are—they themselves are saying they're less important to them, as well as independents, of course. But also the issue of terrorism being lower and the domestic agenda being higher in Iraq continuing to be the dominant issue.
I was interested in the issue of abortion in 2004, October 2004. It says N.A., not applicable. You didn't ask about it 4 years ago?
We asked about it in October of 2004. You're reading immigration there.
Yeah. Yeah,
immigration we did not ask about. No.
Yeah, and now it's 56 people.
56%.
Say, you know, it's obviously something the Republicans really hope to cash in on this time around.
Yeah, they hope to cash in on it, but it didn't work for them in 2006. And it tends to be an issue that has a national registration, but it really is more spotty in how it's effective. It's most effective in areas that are overwhelmed by immigrants, and also in other areas where there aren't any, but there's really a lot of nationalist concern about the culture changing, that sort of thing.
We're on with Andy Kohut and, of course, our political junkie, Ken Rudin, who's with us every Wednesday. If you'd like to read his column called The Political Junkie, you can go to our website. That's at npr.org. He also joins us every Wednesday here on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. This is Craig. Craig with us from Chicago.
I was calling to say that the environment is my number one issue. It just seems, and I'd like to see a candidate who would put the environment on equal standing with the economy. I don't see how you can, going forward, we're going to be able to fix the environmental problem without the economy taking a little bit of a hit, because it all boils down to consumption, the amount of things we use. I don't think there's a way to fix it without just using less.
Andy Kohut, where does the environment stack up in terms of issues?
Higher than it stacked up 4 years ago. 58% say the environment is a very big concern of theirs in making a choice this year. But it doesn't measure up with the economy. It doesn't measure up with health care. It doesn't measure up with some of these other issues. But in so many ways, what we've seen is the intensity of concerns about the environment increased. So it could be one of those issues that really galvanizes support among some constituencies of candidates for some of these candidates.
And like values issues have been seen as Republican issues, the environment has been seen as a Democratic issue. Is that right?
There's more confidence in the Democrats, but people who are concerned about the environment in the Democrats, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much for the call, Craig.
Thank you.
And let's see if we can get another in. This is Mike. Mike's with us from Albany in New York.
Yeah, I'm interested in healthcare and specifically about HIV/AIDS, both here at home and around the world. You know, with effective treatment and prevention options, we've got a chance to really get a handle on the epidemic. And I'm looking for a candidate who will put out a specific platform to get treatment to people all over the world and here at home. Common sense prevention like needle exchange and comprehensive sex ed. Some of them are going to take some political courage to step forward on, but the details really matter on HIV/AIDS. And I think with a million people living with the disease in the country right now, there's a lot of voters and a lot of families, friends, loved ones that care about where the candidates stand.
Andy Kohut, healthcare certainly way up there on everybody's list. Is there any way to break out that HIV/AIDS question?
Not from this poll, but I will say that in the global surveys that we do, HIV/AIDS is such a dominant issue in many developing countries, particularly in Africa. It just doesn't have. It's not that it's an unimportant issue in the United States and other Western countries, but it just doesn't have the same broad resonance that it has in places such as Africa and even parts of Eastern Europe, where it's a more common problem.
Thanks very much for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
This is from Molly on email telling us what an important issue she thinks. Healthcare is the most important. I'm not satisfied with the position of universal care. Insurance must be portable from job to job and not deny coverage for those who have had or continue to have a health issue. I'm a brain tumor survivor, so this issue hits close to home. Anyway, Andy Kohut, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Neil.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for People and the Press. New poll out today on the candidates and the issues that matter to voters. He was with us from our bureau in New York. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line with Ken Rudin, our political junkie. This is Jim. Jim with us from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi. I was going to guess New York in 96 for the political junkie's trivia question.
No, because let's see what happened. In 1996...
The Yankees won the World Series.
The Yankees won the World Series, and Bill Clinton was nominated in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe New York. Hey, could you ask you a quick question, political junkie, about Mike Gravel's million-dollar offer yesterday?
Sure.
First, did he actually speak at a coffee house in Philadelphia? And second, was that offer even legal? And I'll hang up.
Okay, thanks very much.
Well, I don't know how anybody accepts money for it. I think the MSNBC or NBC News' criteria is that they just felt he was not a serious candidate, did not have a serious presence in campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. But I thought actually it was interesting without him. I was actually thinking of going as Mike Gravel tonight on trick-or-treating because see if anybody recognized me. But I think it seemed to be more substantial than most without him.
Let's get Michael on the line. Michael with us in Portland, Oregon.
Hi.
And your answer for the trivia question is?
My answer for the trivia question is the Los Angeles Dodgers won in Chicago in 1959. John Kennedy won the presidential nomination in Los Angeles in 1960.
We've got to get balloons dropping. We've got to get whistles blowing.
Well, actually, Los Angeles won it in 59, and it was Los Angeles that nominated John F. Kennedy. So it was the Dodgers in 59, nominated Kennedy in 60. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Michael. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And we just have a few seconds, Ken, but there are elections next Tuesday. A couple of gubernatorial seats up.
That's the biggest one, to see who the next governor will be. Obviously, the Republicans won in Louisiana with Bobby Jindal last week. Democrats are likely to pick up the governorship.
I really messed you up, didn't I?
With Steve Beshear, former lieutenant governor, against Ernie Fletcher.
He's going to finally win one.
He's run for before. He was a Senate nominee against Mitch McConnell in 96. He ran for governor in the past. But Ernie Fletcher has been under attack from the moment he was elected as the first Republican governor in Kentucky in nearly 40 years. But it looks like the Democrats have picked that up.
Mm-hmm. And one other governor's race?
Haley Barbour, likely to win re-election in Mississippi, got good, strong marks for his response to Katrina.
And we're going to have all of this on an expanded edition of the Political Junkie next Wednesday. We're going to be longer every Wednesday between now and Election Day, so you'll get the results of next Tuesday's elections, and we'll talk about other political issues as we run up to next year's presidential election. Ken Rudin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Neil.
NPR's Political Junkie, Ken Rudin, here with us in Studio 3A. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.